Welcome to another episode of Take Back Control with the System I Podcast.
Welcome back to the System I Podcast from IBM. This is Renee. Today we continue our series of System I customer interviews. My co-host Dan took to the road. He traveled to Anaheim, California for a one-on-one with the VP of Information Services at Pacific Sunwear.
Pacific Sunwear store counts now exceed 1,100, on the way to 1,200 across three divisions, PacSun, PacSun Outlet, and Demo. A third concept called 1,000 Steps is also in the works. And overseeing the technology for all of that is the man I'm with today, Ron Ehlers, PacSun's VP of Information Services. Ron, give us an idea of your role here.
My responsibilities encompass all technology within the company, throughout the organization, corporate office, headquarters, distribution center, all the stores, and all of the connectivity between all of those locations.
That's quite a bit.
Keeps me busy.
The platform you're running has evolved over the years, from the AS400 to the iSeries and now to the System I. How has that evolution worked to PacSun's benefit?
One of the unique things about this platform is its scalability. And we have been on the platform from its AS400 days. We first installed the machine that we're running our key enterprise system on back in the late 80s.
Wow.
And we actually still have that same serial number in place. We're upgrading the machine again, so we'll still have that same serial number. It just now becomes an i5 model 570, and we followed the path from AS400 to iSeries to now i5 and the i. And through that path, we have been able to maintain all of our core applications very easily from upgrade to upgrade to upgrade. Mm-hmm. So that makes the process of growing one machine to support our business and our increased portfolio of applications along the way, as well as our business became more complex, we added more applications, and they are running on that same machine.
Now, how do you use the System I features in terms of managing capacity?
Having gone from less than 100 stores to now over 1,100 stores in less than 12 years, we're in constant upgrade mode for everything. One of the great things about how we've designed our systems portfolio running on the iSeries is that we've designed it in such a way that when we open a new division, like when we open Demo, that was a concept that we developed from scratch, mm-hmm. as we're doing for 1,000 Steps, it just becomes another division and another store number within all the existing applications. So we're still running one copy of our merchandising system, one copy of our warehouse management system, one copy of all the systems that we run. They just function as divisions within the total company, and that works very well for us. So
right.
It really allows us to leverage the investment we've made in the overall infrastructure, including the iSeries.
Throughout our interview series, we keep hearing how System I helps companies to simplify their IT.
And being able to manage a processing environment where we just have one physical box to manage, even though internally we can separate it into what looks like five virtual machines, is a lot easier than if we were to manage 50 or 60 servers.
Sure.
And having some of them be database servers and some of them application servers, it just makes life easier. We can do it with so many fewer people. And on top of that, we have the scalability of when we do need to add additional capacity, we can turn on additional processors, we can add more memory. One of the other things that we haven't talked about yet that I view as a huge benefit is the investment protection that we've had with the iSeries platform.
Can you break that down for our listeners?
When our needs have grown and we've upgraded the machine, we're able to protect that investment that we've already made in the platform, and we're only paying for the upgrade. And as the base machine gets depreciated over time, we then own that. We no longer have to reinvest in that base. Whereas on the other technology platforms, as the older technology comes out of use, it's basically a throwaway.
That concludes part one of our interview with Ron Ehlers. In part two, Ron reveals more detail about PacSun's System I solution. He discusses what other platforms promise and fail to deliver, and tells us why adding more servers is not the best way to get a job done. That and more in our next podcast. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Take Back Control with I. To subscribe to this podcast, visit ibm.com/takebackcontrol/systemi.
The customer opinions expressed in this podcast are solely the opinions of the individual System I customers. They do not necessarily reflect the view of IBM. Results cited may vary in your specific environment.